Now, this recording is to tell the story of a man named Henry Black Death Johnson. Now, Henry Black Death Johnson was a member of an army regiment called the Harlem Hellfires, the 369th Infantry Regiment. The Harlem Hellfires were the first African-American regiment to fight in World War I. They specialized in trench warfare, and they were also the longest-serving American unit, completing a total of 191 days in World War I, longer than any other American unit that fought in that war. To get a little bit more information on the Harlem Hellfighters, please hop over onto IG and check out my post on the Harlem Hellfighters, and that will give you some of the backstory to the tale that I'm going to tell now. Now, Henry Johnson arrived in France on New Year's Day in 1918 and joined the French in the trenches at Outpost 20 on the western edge of the Argonne Forest in France's Champagne region. On May 14th, 1918, Johnson, while on guard duty with Neelam Roberts, heard shots from German snipers. At approximately 2 a.m., they heard the snip of cutters and realized that the Germans were trying to cut their way through the barbed wire and the line perimeter put up by the French, and they began to ready themselves for attack. Johnson told Roberts to run back and alert the French troops as quickly as he could, as Johnson then began to bunker down in his trench, and to repel the Germans, he began to hurl grenades at the Germans from the French. The Germans returned fire, launching grenades of their own, and peppered Johnson with rifle shots. Roberts, hearing the skirmish, headed back to the trench to support Johnson, but on his way was hit by a German grenade and severely wounded in the hip and arm, and effectively taken out of the fight. Johnson continued to throw grenades, with Roberts passing them to him, until he'd completely run out, and becoming increasingly desperate, began to fire his rifle into the darkness, hoping to repel the German troops who were slowly advancing on his position in the trench. Whilst firing at the Germans, firing into the dark, doing his very best to, you know, keep these Germans at bay, he took rifle shots in the face and the hand. Fighting for his life, Johnson fired shot after shot, loading and reloading, until he accidentally loaded an American cartridge into his French rifle, causing it to jam. Now, at this point, I'll just explain. You may wonder to yourself, why is an American using a French rifle? And the reason for this was because the white American soldiers were so racist that they actually refused to serve with the African American soldiers. And so they were forced to fight with the French. Not only were they forced to fight with the French, they wouldn't even allow them to use American equipment. And so the Harlem Hellfighters had to use French equipment. And it just seems ironic that the racism that forced them to fight with the French in the first place, you know, the almost caused the cartridge to jam. But anyway, let's get back to the story. So the German troops, roughly about 20 of them, began jumping into the trench to kill or capture, who knows their intention, Johnson and Roberts. At this point, Johnson could have surrendered. He could have begged for mercy from the German troops, but perhaps fueled by years of oppression, racism and abuse, Johnson instead turned and attacked and fought the fight of his life. Using his rifle as a club, he struck blow after blow after blow until the butt, otherwise known as the stock, shattered in his hands. Weaponless, Johnson was eventually floored by a blow to the back of the head by an enemy troop. Outnumbered and bleeding from numerous bullet and shrapnel wounds, Johnson could have called it quits. But when he saw the German soldiers grabbing Roberts to take him prisoner, something inside of him just snapped and he found extra courage, strength, and determination that was not there before. Johnson leaped up, pulled out his bolo knife, and charged at the enemy one more time. I think at this point, it's important to mention a few things. Firstly, bolo knives are big, big knives.
He's got a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Often, bolo knives are between 1 to 2 feet long. They come with a curved blade and they're weighted along the back. So a bolo knife is a type of knife that is capable of cleaving through bone when wielded by a skillful or strong user.
For everything from hacking a trail through the jungle to close combat, the bolo is the national pride of the Filipino. He will now take it into battle for his enslaved people and for the United Nations.
It's also important to mention at this time that Johnson, yep, Black Death Johnson, was only 5'4".
Maybe they are physically small men, these island soldiers, but armed with their inherited weapon and blazing with determination to do their utmost against the enemy they understand so well, they will be a mighty factor when we all go back under MacArthur. For they remember that no matter where MacArthur sets up his headquarters, he always gives his address as Bataan, to keep faith with those who kept it there to the end. These U.S.-Filipino fighting men have only one desire. It drives them at their work, and it gives them their motto, On to Bataan.
So, back to the story again. Johnson launched himself at the Germans in the trench. He stabbed one soldier in the stomach. He stabbed another. And whilst in the process of stabbing the second soldier, he took another shot in the arm. One soldier tried to tackle him by jumping on his back, but somehow Johnson managed to twist, turn, and stab this German soldier, killing him and stabbing him through the ribs. Overwhelmed by Johnson's ferocity and the sound of French troops arriving, the Germans fled back into the night and gave up trying to take over the trench. Johnson collapsed. He'd been shot, stabbed, beaten, and hit with grenade fire. In total, taking 21 severe injuries in his epic fight for life. Johnson had single-handedly killed 4 Germans, injured roughly 20 more, and prevented them from breaking through the French line, potentially saving the entire brigade. Later, the entire French force lined up to see Johnson and Roberts receive the Croix de Guerre, forgive my pronunciation, everybody, which is France's highest military honor, and became the first 2 Americans to ever receive it. In February 1919, Johnson and Roberts and approximately 3,000 now highly decorated Harlem Hellfighters returned to New York for a parade up Fifth Avenue, where thousands lined up to cheer for them, with Johnson leading the way. As they went through the crowd, they chanted out the nickname that he'd acquired due to his heroic feats, Black Death. And Johnson smiled as he led the way. Former President Theodore Roosevelt called Johnson one of the 5 bravest Americans to serve in World War I. And in 1996, President Bill Clinton posthumously awarded Henry Johnson the Purple Heart. The final award given to Henry Johnson was in 2015 when President Barack Obama awarded Johnson the Medal of Honor, America's highest military honor. Now, I decided to do this story as audio because I thought it was just absolutely amazing. I wanted to tell the tale. It was exciting. We've got bolo knives, grenades, gunfire, people getting shot. And it was something a little bit different to my written posts. If this is the first time you're coming across any of my work, please check me out on Instagram. It's blackhistorybuff777. And also, if you've enjoyed this or you've liked any of my posts or you followed me for a while, please hop over to Patreon. I've got more goodies over there. There are worksheets going up. There are numerous posts and pictures and all sorts of other goodies. And check me out there. So thank you very much for listening. I appreciate you. Please keep studying your history. Keep studying our history. It's up to us to tell our stories for us and tell them in our way. Thank you.